Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As the church year starts to draw to a close and we're getting ready to start a new church year with the season of Advent, you may have noticed that our Sunday morning readings have taken on an end times theme. For the past few Sundays, last Sunday being an exception because we celebrated All Saints on last Sunday, our gospel lessons in particular have been focusing in on how things will be when Jesus comes and comes again, and the kingdom of God comes in all of its fullness. And this morning's gospel lesson is no different. Here at the start of this morning's gospel lesson, Jesus says, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this." In other words, when God comes to reign in Jesus in all his fullness, this is how things will be. And then he proceeds to tell them a parable. Now, a word about parables. Parables are made-up stories that often have connections to real life, but not always. Sometimes there are unrealistic details thrown in there to help make a point. And the point of parables, ultimately, is to make theological statements. Through parables, Jesus is seeking to create hope. Jesus is seeking to create faith. Jesus is seeking to provide warnings where warnings are necessary. But ultimately, all of the parables are meant to tell us something about God or something about Jesus and who he is for us. So the best question that you can ever ask of a parable is this: what is this telling me about God? What is this telling me about Jesus? I think way too often we default to asking the parables, what is this telling me to do? While that might be a smaller point in the parable, the bigger point is always, what is this telling us about God and who God is for us? So with that in mind, let's look at this morning's parable. In this morning's parable, Jesus once again tells of a wedding scenario. In this situation, we've got 10 bridesmaids, or 10 virgins, as the older translation always put it. It could be 10 girls. That's a suitable translation. The point is, these are 10 unmarried women who are waiting for a bridegroom to come and enter into a wedding feast. So that's what they're doing there. They're waiting to greet this groom, this bridegroom, when he comes, and they're going to usher him into the wedding feast. To that end, all 10 of them, we're told, have lampadas, which are oil-burning lamps. They're not sticks wrapped with a rag dipped in oil, but they're actually lamps that you fuel with the oil. These will be needed to light the way for the groom as he enters into the wedding feast. But then we're told that 5 of them were wise and 5 of them were foolish. The 5 who are wise because they bring extra oil along with them for the lanterns, but the foolish are said to be foolish because they fail to bring any oil with them. And then Jesus tells us in the parable that the bridegroom was delayed. He ended up taking a lot longer than anybody ever expected for him to show up. And consequently, then, all the bridesmaids fall asleep, not just the foolish ones, but the wise ones as well. The text tells us that they all got drowsy, they all had a hard time staying awake, and they finally succumbed to sleep. But then here at midnight, Jesus says, there was a shout. Look, here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him. At that unexpected hour, the time when nobody was thinking that this bridegroom was going to show up, he arrives, and the bridesmaids all start scrambling to try to get their lamps lit, to get them tuned up. The 5 wise bridesmaids trim their lamps and they get them lit with the oil, while the 5 foolish realize that they have no oil. So they ask for some oil from the 5 wise bridesmaids, but the problem is that they can't give them any. If they give them some of their oil, then what's going to happen is you're going to put the whole celebration in jeopardy, because inevitably, all of them are going to run out of oil. If they share their oil, all of them are going to run out of oil, and then the celebration comes to a crashing halt because nobody will be able to see on the dark road to lead the bridegroom into the wedding party. So the five wise bridesmaids are ready to honor the groom, and the five foolish aren't. And that means that when the bridegroom arrives, the wise ones go into the wedding feast with him, while the foolish ones end up scrambling, and we're told all for naught. When they finally come, after having procured oil from somewhere, after not being prepared, the bridegroom says, "Truly I tell you, I did not know you." Therefore, Jesus says, "Keep awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." So what are we to take away from this parable? What is it that Jesus would have us hear? Well, a couple of things. First, we know that Jesus is coming again, and that Jesus is coming again in glory to usher in his kingdom. He is coming to reign in all his power and in all his glory. He is coming to put an end to his enemies, to defeat all evil, to do away with sin and death and with Satan. And when he arrives, as St. Paul tells us in this morning's epistle lesson, we're going to greet him, meet him, to usher him into the new creation in a victory parade. As Paul puts it, "Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up in the clouds together with those who have died to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever." Now, what Paul is doing here is drawing on a cultural custom of his day. The cultural custom of his day was that when the conquering king came to his city, all the people of the city would go outside the city, and they would welcome him, and they would bring him into the city in a victory parade. Paul says that's what's going to happen when Jesus comes again. We are going to meet the Lord, and we are going to usher the Lord into the new creation in a victory parade, in a victory celebration. So this is the first thing that we're to take away from this. What we know is that Jesus is coming, and Jesus is going to reign in glory, and we will meet him, and we will bring him in a grand celebration, a great victory parade. The second thing we need to hear is that Jesus is going to take some time to return. In fact, by human standards, it has taken quite a long time for Jesus to return. It's been almost 2,000 years now, and we're still counting. But notice that this is actually expected in the text. The reason why the five wise bridesmaids have extra oil is because they expect that the bridegroom might take a little extra time to get there. The reason why the five foolish don't is because they don't expect him to delay. On top of that, Jesus indicates that it might take some time because, as he tells the parable, he says the bridegroom was delayed, right? So we expect Jesus to take some time. In light of that, the third thing we need to hear is the call to be ready. It's not a call to get ready, but it's a call to be ready. And there's a difference between those two things. We are called to be ready, not get ready. The five foolish bridesmaids tried to get ready because they were not ready, and it did them no good. The five wise girls were ready the whole time. But what does it mean to be ready? Well, truthfully, there are probably a lot of answers that we could give to that question, a lot of good biblical answers to that. But deep down, the way that we are ready is by living in repentance and faith in Jesus. That's how we are ready for the return of Jesus. We live in repentance of our sins, and we live in trust that what Jesus says is true when it comes to us and our forgiveness and the new life he has given us, but also in trust in what he says about his return. That's what it is to be ready. At the end of the day, living our lives in repentance and faith means that we are always keeping our hope and our expectations pinned on him. We are always counting on him to do what he says. We are always counting on him to be faithful and true to his word. Which leads me to the fourth and final thing that we're to take note of here. And this gets back to what I said earlier. The question we need to ask parables is, what kind of a God do we have? What is this parable telling us about God? And what we're to take note of here is that the kind of Lord, the kind of bridegroom that we are expecting, is one who has a wedding banquet prepared for those who trust in him. That's the kind of God we're waiting for, a God who has a wedding party all ready for us at the end of time, a God who has prepared a grand celebration for us. That's what we see in the parable. He is the King, he is the Lord, he is the bridegroom who has this grand celebration of victory prepared for the end of time when his kingdom comes in all of its fullness. And the good news is that you, my friends, have been called and invited to be a part of that banquet. God has called you, through your baptism, to be a part of that celebration, to be one of his people, to sit at that table and to rejoice with him in his victory over the powers of evil. And God has promised that all who have faith in Jesus will be resurrected to life and will be brought into that wedding supper of the Lamb to celebrate with God over that victory over evil. And that promise, my friends, is a promise for you. To that end, every Sunday, God gives us all a little foretaste of that wedding celebration when we gather here around the Lord's table. Not only are we granted the promise that our sins are forgiven here at the Lord's table, but we are also given the promise that as we gather together as his people, we are being knit together as the body of Christ. We are being knit together as his faithful people with the promise that we are going to share in that full and final supper at the end of time. Someday, we will sit at that great table that God has prepared for us, that great table of unending joy, and we will share in Jesus with the best food that you can imagine, with the finest wines that you can imagine, with the best beers that there might be to have. All of this will be because Jesus has called us to be there. So in the meantime, we wait, but we wait like the five wise bridesmaids, which means we wait in repentance and we wait in faith, knowing that Jesus could come at any time. And when he comes, we'll be there with all the saints to usher him down into his new creation, into this new kingdom that he's bringing about, and we'll take our seat at the wedding feast. So keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. Amen.